Picture this. You're having an argument with your partner and things start to escalate. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweaty, and you're struggling to keep your cool. Sound familiar? Now, what do you do next? What you may not know is that in situations like this, you are essentially standing at a crossroads where you can choose one of two paths. The first path leads to the conflict escalating even further and almost certainly causing damage to your relationship. The second path leads to conflict resolution and a relationship of understanding, forgiveness, and renewed connection. But how do you navigate this crossroads and choose the right path? That's what you'll be learning about in this episode. Hello and welcome to episode 72 of the Anger Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Alistair Dees, and over the last 30 years, I've taught over 15,000 men and women to control their anger, master their emotions, and create calmer, happier, and more loving relationships. As always, I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. It means a lot to me that you're here, and I hope that you find this episode valuable. As you know too, if you've listened to previous episodes, I offer a life-changing online anger management coaching program called the Complete Anger Management System. The Complete Anger Management System is your roadmap to understanding, managing, and transforming your anger, often in just a few weeks or less, as well as teaching you how to create calmer, happier, and more respectful relationships with everyone in your life. For more information on the Complete Anger Management System, or to access a comprehensive, free, 45-minute anger management training, visit my website at angersecrets.com. I look forward to helping you control your anger once and for all. With that said, let's jump into today's episode, Avoiding Conflict, the Art of Relationship Repair. To begin with, let me define what I mean by the concept of relationship repair. Relationship repair is a concept developed by relationship expert Dr. John Gottman. According to Gottman, relationship repair is the ability to recognize when things are not going well in an argument and take steps to make appropriate repairs before the damage becomes too severe. In more practical terms, relationship repair is about you being able to de-escalate conflict with your partner and find ways to resolve it without causing damage to your relationship. So how exactly do you avoid conflict and practice relationship repair? Here are some simple tips. Tip 1 is to notice when things are escalating. Although it may sound obvious, you simply cannot de-escalate a conflict if you are unaware that the conflict is escalating. There are several lessons in the Complete Anger Management System that will teach you exactly how to recognize the signs of escalating conflict. But in general terms, the key is to be mindful of your own physical and emotional cues. You may notice, for example, your heart beating faster, clenching your fists or jaw, or feeling that your anger or frustration is rising. Once you are aware that the conflict is starting to escalate, it's time to move on to tip 2. Tip 2 is to recognize that your relationship is more important than the issue you are discussing. This mindset shift allows you to take a step back and put things into perspective. It's easy to get caught up in trying to win an argument, but reminding yourself that your relationship is more important than the issue you are discussing can help you calm down and focus on repairing the relationship. Tip 3 is to actually make a repair attempt in your relationship. Remember, a repair attempt is any statement or action that tries to prevent an argument from escalating out of control. According to Dr. Gottman, there are many ways to do this. Some common ways of repairing a relationship during an argument include speaking in a soft and kind tone, saying how you feel using I statements, such as by saying, "I feel hurt when you say that." Saying that you need things to calm down, such as by saying, "I'm feeling too overwhelmed right now. Can we take a break and come back to this later?" Using appropriate humor to diffuse the situation, such as by making a silly expression or a light-hearted joke. Showing physical affection, such as by giving your partner a hug or holding their hand. Taking responsibility for your part in the argument, even if it is just a small part. Apologizing for things that you have done or said during the argument. Expressing appreciation for something your partner has said or done, such as by saying, "I appreciate your perspective," or "Thank you for listening to me," or taking a short break from the argument and returning to it when you are both calmer. The key to effective relationship repair is to find out what works for you and your partner and make a conscious effort to use these repair attempts whenever conflict arises. Another important point that Gottman makes about repair attempts is that it is as important to notice and accept any repair attempts that your partner makes as it is to make these attempts yourself. For example, if your partner says, "I'm sorry," or asks for a hug during an argument, be sure to acknowledge and accept that repair attempt with kindness and appreciation. If you do not, or if you brush it off or reject your partner's repair attempts, this is extremely likely to lead to more conflict and damage in your relationship. The bottom line is that practicing and being aware of repair attempts can help you avoid conflict and maintain a healthy, happy, and loving relationship. Remember too that, at least in my opinion, conflict in relationships is overrated. While almost all couples argue, very few couples argue effectively. And as I tell my clients over and over again, it is almost always more effective to seek to understand your partner's perspective during an argument than it is to try and convince your partner of your perspective. If you would like to know more about this topic, or how to use calmer, more loving, and effective communication in your relationship, then feel free to enroll in my comprehensive online anger management coaching program, The Complete Anger Management System. Okay, so there you have it, a brief overview of relationship repair and why it is so important in relationships. Remember to practice relationship repair as often as you can and watch your conflicts decrease and your relationship thrive. Okay, thanks again for listening to this episode of the Anger Secrets Podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please follow this podcast or head over to your favorite podcast app and leave a rating and review. This will help other people struggling with anger to find and benefit from this show. Also, for help with your anger right now, visit my website, angersecrets.com. And finally, remember, you can't control other people, but you can control yourself. I'll see you in the next episode. Take care.
The Anger Secrets Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of counseling, psychotherapy, or any other professional health service. No therapeutic relationship is implied or created by this podcast. If you have mental health concerns of any type, please seek out the help of a local mental health professional.